is Nadezhda Ivanova, and I'm going to tell you about the current ongoing work that we've been doing about some before with Open LDAP backend. For those of you who don't know me, I've been involved with Samba development since 2008, became a team member in 2009. I've mostly been involved in the development of LDB modules for ED compatibility. And after some time of Samba development, I rejoined to work on this particular project, the LDAP integration. It seemed crazy enough and something that was really worth doing. Also, something about me that I'm very, very nervous when I have to do presentations. And since the whole point of this project is like scalability, improved performance, and people often say that a picture is worth a thousand words. So I think a video will actually be worth something like a whole talk. And, you know, we can see a short video of what actually is happening and how it's happening and then go have some coffee. So here's my video. That's pretty much it. But if you don't want coffee, then we can just, you know, go on with some slides. Just a couple of words about Simas, which I'm currently working on, in case you're not familiar. It's a company that provides support, development, and other services for enterprise infrastructure solutions. Of course, the most famous of them is the Simas Open LDAP, which is based on Open LDAP. And then there's some others, such as the Fortress Access Control SDK, some software about identity management. But for more information, you can just check out the site. So what happened to the Open LDAP backend? It used to be there some time ago. However, I've never actually been very involved in the development or maintenance of the Open LDAP backend before, but as far as I remember, around the time between 2008 and 2010, we did a literal explosion of development related to the Active Directory compatibility. And then there was the replication, which is actually the main culprit for that. We got a bunch of new LDB modules to improve LDAP compatibility. Then there was the read-only domain controller. And among all that, there just wasn't anyone who was capable of making sure that the Open LDAP backend worked as well. And for some other reasons, it wasn't actually possible to make it work as well as the LDB TDB backend at the time. So apart from no people and no resources, there were some limitations in the way we worked with OpenLDAP and the way OpenLDAP worked. The main problem was the lack of support for transactions, which are absolutely required for the working of the DRS replication. In addition, OpenLDAP is a standard version 3 LDAP server, and AD compatibility required that we are actually able to deviate from that standard. And that really wasn't possible to do with just adding the old overlay. And eventually the OpenLDAP implementation got so different from what we were doing at the time that the team decided that this is just not going to be supported. It wasn't worth it. And, you know, even on the wiki, there's a note that it doesn't work. So yeah, there's a nice headstone. So what happens now that this project is being reanimated? For probably the most important part is that we have a very considerable interest from the OpenLDAP team, mostly Howard Chu, to actually be able to implement a very fast and scalable, or as fast as scalable as OpenLDAP is, and at the same time compatible with Active Directory LDAP server. And the involvement from the OpenLDAP team is what will make this possible, because unlike the previous attempt, this time we are actually able to change the structure and workings of OpenLDAP server so that it can be it can perform as an AD compatible server. This is something that simply could not be done before. I mean, just submitting the old patch was not enough. Another thing that is helping this as a result of this interest on behalf of Howard, we have now support for transactions. And in addition, the default backend now for OpenLDAP is LMDB, which is considerably faster than the BDB that was previously used. I mean, there are benchmarks on the site, but it depends on the data set, but it's from 3 to maybe 10 times faster in performance. So sometime last year, Simus got really excited about the possibility of a very high performing and at the same time AD compatible LDAP server. Howard has been part of similar attempts for many years. From the beginning of the 2000s, he worked with Luke Howard on his work on XAD. Then there was again renewed interest in 2007 from a big company, but that disappeared quickly. And now it seems that we have a real chance to actually make this happen through symbiosis with Samba. Something that is also helpful, it would have been very difficult to maintain this compatibility in Jira when we were basically writing new stuff like crazy. And now that Samba 4 has stable releases, like for the last couple of years, it would make insurance of compatibility with a certain Samba release much, much easier. So, yeah, I already talked about this. OpenLDAP, probably most of you know that, but it's very flexible in terms of configuration, and it allows you to modify the default server behavior with a stack of modules called overlays, which are actually not that much different from what we have in the LDB modules. They work in a very similar way. Like what we have in LDB TDB, they can be applied per a separate database. You can also do it globally. And OpenLDAP allows you to have many databases of the same type. They can be of different types. They don't all have to be LMDB. This actually allows us to start working on this project by porting the functionality we have in the LDB modules in a set of SwapD overlays. So how the whole thing started? Last year I was recruited by Simus to start working in this project. And since I had no prior experience with it, I really had no idea where to start. So I tried to, you know, provision Samba with OpenLDAP backend. And the first problem is that the documentation was gone. So, well, it wasn't on the wiki anymore. So I was like Googling like crazy, some old, looking at some old forums, how people did it. Well, it didn't work anymore like this. And it turned out that I had to restore the options that were already removed. So now they're present, but just not by default. If you want to actually use them, which is not really recommended yet, you need the test LDAP environment variable. In addition to that, it didn't work because some fixes that we had in the script, some bugs that we had in the script, and during the SNEA conference last year, Howard and Andrew put their heads together and did a significant amount of bug fixing. They were playing with the OpenLDAP backend the way it was in 2010 and trying to see if they can get the test suite working. They made some progress, but at this point, around 75% of the tests are passing, but it's really not a viable solution. So this is what the open backend, open LDAP backend, this is the way it works. It worked up until 2010. All the network traffic was going through Samba, including the LDAP. Every LDAP request was going through our set of LDB modules, and we have additional modules for open LDAP than the one for LDB to do some request mapping. Then through a SLABD connection, which is essentially just a Unix pipe, it goes to SLABD, and SLABD processes them as an open LDAP request and stores them in the database. And we have some additional modules to add some additional classes. For example, we have the Samba for top, which adds additional attributes because they're missing in the default top class. In order for this to happen, provisioning also goes through Samba. Samba creates a configuration file for SLABD, then runs the test so it can be incorporated in the OLC configuration database. And for at least for the time being, this is remaining like this. And when overlay development is done, we'll see if we will still continue to make a new configuration file or modify the OLC database directly. So this is an example of what the generated SLABD file conf looks like. This is a configuration of a single database. In this case, the schema partition, because every partition has a separate database. You can see that we're using the SyncProf overlay, and there's the RDN Val overlay, which has been written some time ago to incorporate some logic of renaming. So our new monster, it has to be very clear to everyone that we are trying to make a fast AD compatible server. And unfortunately, this means that the same server cannot display both types of behavior with the standard server at the same time. I mean, we're not going to destroy it. If you don't configure it, it will still be a very nice LDAP v3 server, but it cannot be both at the same time. Mostly because it still has to use the MSDS schema. And also the current project is in no way concerned with the classic Samba v3 with OpenLDAP. We are going for Samba for AD compatibility. So what we're trying to do now is to have eventually all the LDAP traffic, LDAP clients will be communicating directly with the OpenLDAP and the SLABD daemon. And what this entails is that all the logic, well, most of this, not all of it, but most of the logic we have currently in the LDB modules is going to be ported in SwapD overlays. At least the way things are currently going, most of these overlays are local per database. I haven't had the need for a global overlay yet. But most of the module stack that was here is going to be moved in the context of SwapD. At least at this point, we're not going to eliminate LDB altogether because most all other protocols still rely on it, and there may be a couple of overlays which are going to stay in Samba. For example, the one that's on the very top, which is responsible from the transition from replication from DSR to LDAP. However, it is our intention that all this ERPC, SMB, all kinds of other protocol traffic is still going to go through Samba. And Samba is going to use SwapD as a backend for the data storage for these protocols. At this particular point, this is still going to happen through a SwapD connection because I haven't thought that far in the future whether it would be not possible to change that interface, make it a different interface. But it is possible to happen if it proves to be necessary. But at this point, since currently we are rewriting the modules pretty much in the same shape the way they are in Samba. And this means that we have to maintain a certain set of dependencies, and they rely heavily on internal Samba controls, which we certainly do not want exposed through the regular LDAP connection. And LDAP SwapD is in the overlays it's capable to be aware that a certain control has to only be processed or available through a certain type of connection. So we've made these internal protocols only available through SwapD, for example. Otherwise, you say it says I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm. And you essentially rewrite them from scratch to...
Yes.
Okay. Market threading and all that stuff?
Well, yes.
Okay.
I mean, LMDB is by design thread safe, multi-threaded, everything. For the time being, because I'm still experimenting and writing them one by one, I'm still doing them pretty much the way they're done in Samba. It's just, you know, rewriting of the code. However, when we have the whole stack, and mostly because nowadays I don't think we write that many new LDB modules. We might have to do some squishing and reorganizing for optimization purposes. For example, to avoid many surplus searches that we're currently doing. I can tell you, for example, that in both the ACL and descriptor modules, we're looking for the object's parent. And probably not over there. So why do we have to do it five times? We can do it just once. And the LDB structure, it works very well when you're still developing and you don't know what you have to turn off or add. But once you have something which is when the wild age of discovery is pretty much over, then you can develop it in a way to be more optimized. So in order for this thing to work, apart from rewriting the overlays, we'll also have to implement authentication because the client is going to communicate directly with OpenLDAP, which means that the whole system that we have for authentication and authorization in Samba has to be ported and to work exactly the same way in OpenLDAP. And I haven't made a very good progress with that because I don't know very much about it, so it's going to take a long time. So this is an example of what the generated SwapD conf is starting to look like now that I'm working on some of the modules. As you see, well, first, the default database is no longer HDB, but it's MDB by default. and we started to add more overlays. Some of them are basically what you would expect to find in LDB, and some of them, like for example the syntax checks, are necessary because of the way OpenLDAP is organized. For example, while I was playing with the instance type overlay, which is it's very simple, but the tests were failing because, for example, the standard OpenLDAP was returning in certain cases constraint violation, and the tests were expecting unwilling to perform. And since the schema checks were being done at the front end, no matter what you had behind this in the instance type overlay, didn't really change behavior. You didn't get that far. So what we had to do is we added this configuration directive delay checks, which basically makes OpenLDAP skip this type of schema checking, and then at the very bottom of your stack, you add your syntax checks because you still want to have them in case, you know, everything is all right in the upper modules. And this is something that would not have been possible 4 years ago. I mean, now we have the permission and assistance from OpenLDAP to be able to make such kinds of changes inside the OpenLDAP infrastructure. And I expect that by the time we're done, we would do much more serious changes. Okay, so I think I already explained that. Bits and pieces. Well, while I'm rewriting the LDB modules mostly for correctness, I'm trying to reuse as much as the Samba code as possible. For example, in both the access checks and security descriptor modules are going to use the libc security as a shared library, and essentially use the exact same functions to generate security descriptors and perform access checks. Yes?
Great. Well, we don't put a grain of salt in here. What?
Sorry?
Licensing?
Let's make it work and we'll see. I think that if OpenLDAP is not GPL, but well, I've actually discussed the issue with Howard, and he doesn't find any problem. I think that if free licensing is necessary, then it will happen.
Okay, I'll have all the copyright.
Actually, I think it's Simus. But no, actually, OpenLDAP is released by the OpenLDAP open license. I haven't read it. I don't know if it's GPL v3 compatible. I did have this concern initially, and I talked to Howard, and he really said that licensing is not a problem. And since I'm not a lawyer at all, then I just trust him. So if when it proves that this is the way it's actually going to stay, because we are at the experimental stage. If it proves that we are indeed going to use a bunch of the Samba code as libraries and relicensing as necessary, then we'll see. But I'm guessing that given the importance of this project, that something will be done about it.
Right. Don't get me wrong, I want this to succeed.
Yeah, sure.
The only issue, to some degree, you may want to look at some point is to move this curve.
At the moment, the overlays as a code are. I mean, I have a copy of OpenLDAP in my Samba repo, and currently they're in the contrib Samba for. Part mostly for legacy reasons and because it's more convenient for me while I'm developing for them to be there. But if we decide that we prefer them to be in the Samba code and when they're in a more complete version, then I mean it will be discussed and probably it can happen. And I'm thinking that it should because one I really don't think I should be the only one doing that work eventually. I mean, if you change something, you have to fix it both places, guys. That's it. we'll see. So one significant part that I'm reusing is the libc security code. Another thing that I've had to fiddle with. Well, there is no problem with Samba security. The part that I'm using is not, I'm just using the functions that generate security descriptors and the data that they require. I have acquired previously thread safely, so it's not an issue. Yes. Oh, okay. Then we'll see. Yes, of course. I mean, OpenLDAP is first hears about AOC in these overlays. It's not being used currently in any other way. So yes, I'm initializing a new context. And it only serves me for that purpose. I destroy it very soon after, as soon as I'm done. I'll keep that in mind. Thanks. Okay. Another thing that I've had to play with is that a lot of things seem to work very well after you've provisioned. But for example, during provisioning, you still need a copy of the schema to be able to, for example, create the security descriptors, and you don't have that because the partition doesn't exist yet. And the schema that we preload in OpenLDAP is the totally standard schema. It doesn't have all the metadata that we need for this, like the schema ID GUI and the likes. So I'm using a big part of the scope of the code in SAMDB schema to actually create a DSDB schema structure like we are using, but which is currently only used during provisioning. I'm not sure yet whether it will be necessary to create the other half of the code which loads the schema from the database. Currently we're just doing searches, mostly because I'm not sure if it will actually be faster. But it may be necessary when we get to replication. I have no idea. Also, I'm trying to, you know, a lot of modules have this bits and pieces of code and functions they use, and whenever that's possible, it doesn't require too much LDB stuff, for example. I'm trying to reuse that as well. So we'll see how it goes. Okay, this is a very ugly slide, but I put it here mostly to show you how this is a very small part of the security descriptor at operation, and it's you can see it's an overlay, but here you can see that to find our object class we are using the same DSDB class by LDAP display name function that we're using in our code, and in order to actually generate the security descriptor, this function security descriptor dscreate, it has been renamed because it's, as Metze kindly pointed out on the mailing list, I had previously given horrible names to the function, so it has been renamed, but it's essentially the same function that we are using currently in Samba. And this is very good because having to rewrite with enough correctness this code, it was going to be real hell. So the future experiment in our reanimating lab, as I pointed out, would be authentication. I've been discussing with Andrew Bartlett how we can possibly make OpenLDAP reuse the GenSec and auth code that we currently have. But at least for the moment, I'm leaving that for a little bit in the future. And the big and scary part for me personally is to see if the replication is actually going to work. Initially, I'm pretty sure that it will not work, especially when you take a look at the REPL metadata module, it's quite enormous, and I have very little experience with that. So, Kamen, I think I'm going to bug you a lot when I get there. But it is in the cards. I mean, it is in the plan, and like, because, you know, roadmap is a buzzword today. It is in the roadmap. It's going to happen. With hopefully a lot of assistance from the wonderful team members. So, that's all I have in terms of slides. So if there are any questions that haven't already been asked.
No questions at all?
I mean, there was a, I think.
So, have you tested this, and what scale have you tested this with?
Sorry, have I tested?
What scale have you tested this implementation up to?
Well, I haven't done any scalability test yet. I mean, a lot can be changed by the LDB modules. So at this point, until we have all of them, it would be rather pointless.
Okay. But
you know,
you do have a semblance of whether you will get any better performance than the current LDB TDB, or?
Absolutely. Well, you know what OpenLDAP is capable of.
Sure.
Like a few million objects wouldn't even notice.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure that the LDB modules will introduce some, well, the overlays will introduce some drop in performance, but it's not going to be significant.
Okay.
Or at least we'll try. It is a goal to not let that happen.
Okay.
I think somebody asked me earlier about how we're going to test it. Currently, and probably this is how it's going to remain for a very long time, we are going to use the Samba test suite. Currently, for example, while I'm doing development, I'm just, you know, moving the overlay and then running the LDAP, running the Python test for this particular module and hoping that it will pass. Often it passes, sometimes it doesn't, mostly because of broken LDB module dependencies. But even when the project is done, the plans are that we will be using the Samba test suite for testing.
OpenLDAP offers its own ACL layer. How does it interfere?
Well, you're not going to use it. I mean, all access control is going to be implemented in the access list overlay. That's what I've been telling you, that if you choose to use OpenLDAP as an AD compatible server, then you can pretty much forget about a lot of the compatibility with other OpenLDAP servers which are not configured in the same way. Whether this can be changed in the future, we'll see, but this is too far ahead to think at this moment.
Just one comment. It's really, really great that you take up this task. And I mean, we've seen MIT KDC to whatever go in, and maybe the bits and pieces eventually will fall where they belong.
Thank you. Yes, I'd really like to give thanks to all the wonderful Samba team members for their support. It is a scary task, and without their encouragement, I would have run away screaming by now, and especially the help that Andrew Bartlett is. Because Andrew Bartlett is my way back machine. He's the guy who was involved in the OpenLDAP development. And it's very funny because sometimes I would stumble on a problem and say, well, Andrew, you know, this happens. He's like, oh, yeah, right, it's true. We did have that problem. And I'm like, well, why didn't you say so? basically, he's the source of my historic knowledge. And Howard is my source of OpenLDAP knowledge. But I'm really counting on all Samba team members for help in their respective fields.
So what's the plan for, like, once this works? Because, I mean, it looks like you're on a pretty good way, so probably there will be some roadblocks, as usually when doing work on this stuff. But, I mean, it seems like it just eventually you'll get there. How easy will it be to just set up from the start? So, I mean, we're apparently just already generating the OpenLDAP config file. So, I mean, in the end, I just...
It's just a provision option, and then magically... I don't expect it will be any different than what the previous version of OpenLDAP backend was. And I'm pretty sure that we're going to have some scripts for your OpenLDAP building and configuration. So I don't expect it to be any more difficult.
Currently, how far do we get in the provisioning with OpenLDAP?
Well, we're able to provision. The only difference is that when I work, I haven't done any work on the new partition module yet. That's why if you disable the instance type module, you'll not be able to provision. But otherwise, I make sure that usually we're able. But we're missing a lot of the functionality yet. I mean, it's still going through Samba, or sometimes I just have to disable it in order to get there. But I'm sorry? Oh, you mean a repo? I have a repo.
In case I had some spare time and I wanted to cooperate and submit patches to you, how would I start?
It's in my public repo on Samba, but the project is OpenLDAP. There's some work on some modules which I haven't committed yet because only parts of them work, but I'll let you know when the thing is quite usable. So you can just check it out and see what's happening. But I mean, you can just go to Git web and see it, it's there. I'm not hiding it. and it's in the Samba repo because I asked Howard, okay, where do I keep the stuff? And he said, wherever you want. And I'm like, okay.
Any more questions? So then, thank you very much.
Thank you.